This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thank you, Marty, and thanks for tuning in, and hope everyone is well, or at least okay, especially around the LA area with these wildfires. Man, wishing everyone there the best. Tough time right now for folks there and their loved ones and other places trying to get a hold of them to see if they're fine. So hopefully this show can serve as an escape, and maybe some of these stories coming up can crack a smile on some otherwise stressed out faces. So let's get going.
My favorite stories of the day.
Florida has done a pretty good job of earning the reputation as a state where crazy things happen, like inside a Family Dollar store in the city of Mulberry. That is where Polk County Sheriff's deputies say a man and woman who they decided to call Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie used the old "you distract him while I steal" routine so that Mr. Clean could walk around and steal about $500 worth of goods. Now remember, this is a dollar store, so that's a lot of stealing for one guy. Deputy specifically said Mr. Clean earned his nickname by swiping mostly cleaning items like Gain, Tide, and Clorox products, all while Miss Dookie earned her nickname by leaving her nickname on the floor. Clean up aisle three. That was the distraction that deputies say kept Family Dollar stores busy, those workers, while Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie ran out and got away in a white van. And they put out pictures of the two, screenshots from surveillance videos, so whoever knows them will probably use these nicknames for the rest of their lives. Well, the Broward County Sheriff's Department estimates about $6 million worth of packages have been stolen lately from a FedEx facility at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Now, with that success rate, one would think these thieves will be sneakier than their porch pirate cousins who just walk up to homes and walk off with people's deliveries, many times recorded on surveillance, but nope. At least not the four the Broward sheriff said pulled up in two SUVs early last Tuesday morning. This is at the airport's FedEx building, and that's where they say two men got out, started taking about $100,000 worth of boxed-up electronics, and the other two were still in the SUVs, but apparently did not think to case the joint beforehand or did not look well enough because the sheriff's burglary unit say they were watching them. And as soon as the thieves started thieving, they moved in and arrested all four, all facing grand theft and burglary charges, all in their early mid-20s, all accused of basically ignoring their $6 million worth of past success. One should think if you're good at something, people are gonna watch. And in Sorrento, Florida, a Lake County sheriff's deputy resigned after getting caught watching porn on the job. And his old superior say he was caught by his own body camera. WESH-TV, too, got a hold of an internal report, and investigators say the footage showed Deputy Tristan McComber looking at pictures or videos on his cell phone. They double-checked the body cam footage and saw this because they say McComber told him he was texting someone, which would have been illegal anyway in today's laws because he was driving at the time. And sheriff's officials say he was looking at porn while driving right into a car stopped ahead of him. Rear-ended a car while looking at rear ends on a cell phone while driving while not wearing a seatbelt. Also illegal. Also caught on his body cam footage. As sheriffs say, the driver of the other car was alert and conscious, and the department offered to pay for the damage, but did not say if the person was hurt, and did say McComber quit before they could fire him, but did not say if he'll face charges. And in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a man was just arrested last week after police say this 32-year-old guy walked into a Piggly Wiggly grocery store, made his way to an aisle where they say he started masturbating. They say he also finished masturbating and left proof on the floor as he left the store. Now, cops say a Piggly Wiggly worker saw this because they told police the guy looked suspicious, so they followed him. And this was around 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, so the grocery store was probably filled with other shoppers there who saw this. Yeah, the worker called police after the Piggly Wiggly masturbator left, and cops ID'd the guy who they think did it. From Racine, neighboring town about 10 miles north of Kenosha, one misdemeanor count of lewd and lascivious behavior against this guy. A police in and around Denver, Colorado, are looking for a guy who's been riding around on an electric mini bike, rolling up behind women and smacking them on their behinds. The cops say this happened at least a couple times on the Bear Creek Trail in Denver. It's where the women were jogging on New Year's Day and the day after. And police also think he may have done this a couple more times around that time. And after smacking these women in the butt, he must have said something because cops say he had a Spanish accent. Back in a moment.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
I'm an officer.
And now, for the world around us.
Which we many times ignore while glued to our cell phones these days. And in England, Nottingham College has apparently noticed a lot of young people have gotten so used to texting that they have a fear of making or taking phone calls. They call it telephobia. And this is why Nottingham College is now offering a class to run coaching sessions on how to get over telephobia, teaching them phone confidence and etiquette. Students practice with role-playing, practice phone calls by calling restaurants to ask what time they open or shops to see if certain items were in stock. Meanwhile, any Generation X students looking for an easy A should sign up. We had three-way calls, party lines, and would talk on the phone all night until parents yelled for us to hang it up. Now, the world's largest get-together started in India on Monday, a six-week Great Picture Festival, or Maha Kumbh Mela. It's expected to attract over 400 million people to the northern city of Prayagraj to take a holy dip at the point where three rivers meet, the Ganga, the Yamuna, and the mythical and invisible Saraswati. The festival is rooted in Hindu tradition. It follows the story of the god who won a fight with demons over a golden pitcher that contained the nectar of immortality. And so, devout Hindus believe taking a dip in the water will wash away their sins and bring salvation, similar to baptisms in Christianity. But with over 400 million people expected at this six-week festival, a huge chunk of land along the river's banks has been turned into a temporary city. Reuters is reporting some 150,000 tents have been set up, along with 145,000 restrooms, 3,000 kitchens, 99 parking lots. And this all means local officials also had to install up to 450,000 new electricity connections. Indian Railways also added 98 special trains to run through the ancient festival, a big tourism deal for the country, too. And a bit of advice for travelers. Do not write anything on those passport pages. Oh, take it from a U.S. citizen who flew into Krakow, Poland, last Wednesday on a flight from London. Airport officials say when she got there, passport control workers stopped her because she had written notes of locations and airport names in her passport, and the American ended up being sent back to London the next day. As a general rule, we are not allowed to write anything other than signatures and maybe emergency contacts in passports. So notes on locations and airport names, yeah, that should be saved elsewhere, like in the notes folder on most cell phones. Or grab somebody's pen and paper. Time for a short break. Stop.
Y'all, that's my girl, I'm telling you. That's my girl. Y'all want a little more taste of this? All right, limo. Sit down, kids. Because I said, I want a big fat woman. Y'all like that? With me taking on a bone, yeah. I want a big fat woman. With me shaking on a bone, yeah. And I don't care if the little girl look like E.T., as long as she is good to me, yeah.
Come on, hurry up. Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here by that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear as we...
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, with Dunkin' Donuts running out of donuts. I mean, the chain did drop donuts from its brand name 6 years ago, but a spokesman for Dunkin's owner said about 4% of their U.S. stores, so about 380 across Nebraska, New Mexico, and several other states, ran out of donuts on Thursday and Friday. The spokesman blamed a single supplier for the shortage and said they spent the weekend restocking shelves at affected stores. A donut shop with no donuts. Stores in Omaha, Lincoln, and Grand Island, Nebraska put up signs on their doors telling customers it was due to a manufacturing error. Some locations were selling munchkins or donut holes on Friday. Someone please call 911. And maybe it's time we go back over reasons to call 911, or better explain what an emergency is, because while pranks and butt dialing are a couple issues 911 operators deal with, police in Saskatchewan, Canada, put out its list of the top 10 reasons not to call 911 based on real incidents from last year. And at number 10, someone who called because they did not recognize someone on their social media friends list. Number 9, a caller, probably a kid, told an operator their parents are forcing them to clean their room. Number 8, a fox was wandering the neighborhood and scaring a local cat. At 7, a caller reported bees inside their house, which may be an emergency in my book. But at 6, somebody called for police help in unlocking their phone. At number 5 is a caller reporting somebody threw ice cream on the ground. At 4 was somebody asking police to come by and help because their cat was being mean. 3, somebody asked cops to come and help with their malfunctioning washing machine. And number 2, somebody needed help with a math problem. And the number 1 non-emergency caller to Saskatchewan's 911 emergency line, oh, somebody reporting somebody took their tambourine during a party. Misusing 911 can lead to fines. They go up to $1,400 in that Canadian province.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next, but before the break.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
Spell forwards or backwards, Sibinex fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient that will dull all held in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
I'll bet your ex is still up. Why don't you call him?
Even if your loved one is being extra, ask your doctor about Sibinex. Side effects include munchies, forgetfulness, dry mouth, and sudden urges to search the house for long-lost items. More serious effects include the hairstyle and wardrobe changes, unemployed friends sleeping over and settling for substandard men. Users have experienced weight gain, depression as a result, and a loss of long hair after an impromptu trip to the beautician. Ask your doctor about Sibinex. Or not.
Time for birthdays.
And celebrity birthdays for Tuesday the 14th. Kings of Leon singer and guitarist Caleb Followill is 43. Foo Fighters and Nirvana singer and drummer Dave Grohl, 56. And so is actor Jason Bateman, 56. They call me Big LA. Rapper and actor LL Cool J, 57. Rapper Slick Rick sitting 60. Actor Faye Dunaway is 84 now. And singer Clarence Carter still stroking at 89. And on Wednesday, electronic dance music DJ and producer Skrillex will be 37. Mr. Worldwide singer, rapper, and actor Pitbull will be 44. Actor and director Regina King will be 54. And actor and director Mario Van Peebles will be 68. And then on Thursday, the 16th, actor, playwright, and rapper Lin-Manuel Miranda will be 45. Supermodel Kate Moss, 51. Singer Sade is turning 66. As is En Vogue singer Maxine Jones, 66, and just star in the Peacock Show Fight Night, Houston native actor, singer, and choreographer Debbie Allen will be 75. And that about does it for this Real Pod Newscast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and please hit like and follow the show and tell a friend, because, oh, we could all use a shot of good news, and I could use the followers to get those followers up. Have a good rest of the week, though, and we'll see you Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.